我们这个礼拜的读经进度要到尼希米记。
This week's Bible reading goes into Nehemiah.
今天下午用尼希米记的一句话，我们来思考一些属灵的教训。
This afternoon, I'd like to use something that Nehemiah said to think about spiritual teachings.
我们先看尼希米记第二章。
Let's now look at Nehemiah chapter 2.
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
十八节
，verse 18，
从十七节开始。
Starting from verse 17，
以后我对他们说：“我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重新建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。”十八节
，18，
我告诉他们：“我们神施恩的手怎样帮助我。”并且王对我所说的话，他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。”于是他们奋勇做着善工。
17. Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach." 18. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good work.
尼希米那个时代经历过极大的属灵危机。
In the era of Nehemiah, they had already gone through great spiritual disaster.
就是他们引以为荣的圣殿被拆毁。
That is the holy temple that they had taken glory in had been destroyed.
他们心所向往那个圣城被拆毁。
The holy city that their hearts were turned toward had been taken apart.
很多人被杀。
Many were killed.
以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦。
The Israelites were taken into exile into Babylon.
这是空前的危机。
And this is a great disaster.
但这个危机的发生并不是偶然的。
But this crisis was not just coincidence.
在耶利米书里面
，in the book of Jeremiah，
提到耶利米大概经过23年的时间
，it mentions that Jeremiah had gone through 23 years.
神叫他传相同的警告
，and God wanted him to preach the same warning.
回头吧
，to turn back.
离开你们的恶道恶行
，leave the wickedness.
不要再拜偶像。
And no longer worship idols.
相同的讯息讲了23年。
The same message he had preached for 23 years.
从早上讲到晚上。
From the morning till the evening.
但以色列百姓把它当耳边风。
But for the Israelites, they did not hear it, and they treated it as wind.
那这个神的恩典期过了。
And so the blessing of God or His mercy had
grace period.
His grace period had passed.
神的公义就来到了。
And that's when His righteousness comes.
就允许巴比伦把巴比伦当作工具。这样来刑罚以色列百姓。
He allowed Babylon to be used as a tool to go against the Israelites.
但是刑罚不是要毁掉他们。
But this judgment to come upon them is not to destroy them.
神的刑罚是用最不得已的手段要把他们带回来。
And God's judgment was to use a method to bring them back.
是神可以再一次的赐平安给他们。
So that God can again give them peace.
那在这么大的属灵危机里面
，But in such a great spiritual crisis，
我发现尼希米是一个相当。有特色的一个青年。
We see that Nehemiah is a very special youth.
圣经里面可以找到几个年轻人对当时属灵的危机有一种积极的参与、积极的回应去改变。
In the Bible, you can find a few youths who had a very active approach to change a spiritual crisis.
第一个就是摩西。
The first is Moses.
我们现在看摩西对当时世代的回应是什么？
Now let us look at his reaction to the time of Moses.
希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意享受最终之乐。他看为基督的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想要所得的赏赐。
25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
这个地方是在讲摩西的一个决定。
This part is talking about a decision of Moses.
在出埃及记里面讲得更清楚。
In Exodus, it speaks even more clearly.
他看到以色列百姓受苦。
He saw the people in Egypt suffer.
他对当时属灵的情况，他不能够满足。
He was not satisfied with the spiritual condition.
所以摩西的做一个非常的决定。
So Moses made a decision.
从王宫出来。
To come out of the palace,
从一个很舒服的环境出来。
To come out of a very comfortable place,
从一个受人羡慕的这个身份出来。
To come out of a status that many people had envied,
从一个很富有的环境出来。
To come out of a very prosperous environment,
跟以色列百姓同受苦难。
In order to suffer with the people of Israel,
积极投入参与，带领以色列百姓出他们为奴之地。
To actively participate, to be a part of the Israelites coming out of Egypt.
如果摩西只停留在王宫里面，
if Moses had just stopped in the palace,
讲很多对以色列百姓同情的话，
and he still sympathized with the people of Israel,
这只是好听而已。
This only sounds good.
对以色列百姓的痛苦并没有实际的帮助。
But there is no practical help to the suffering of the Israelites.
今天我们对我们的教会是不是满足？
Today, are we content with our church?
我想我们教会有很多改进的地方。
I believe there are many places we can improve in our church.
因为我们都还没有完全。
Because we are not complete or perfect yet.
神要我们完全。
God wants us to be perfect.
往完全的路程，这个就是进步。
Walking on the path toward perfection is improvement.
所以我们还有很多的空间可以进步。
If we have a lot of space to improve.
常常我们在物质的层面上不满足。
Many times in our physical life, we are not satisfied.
我们要求有。
We want to have more.
然后要求好。
And we want good things.
要求更好。
And we want even better things.
我们求多，要求更多。
We want more, and then we want even more.
所以我们一生的精力啊，时间都消耗在这个物质上的追求。
So the experiences in our lives are all in the material pursuit of the world.
今天我们的价值观需要改变。
And today we have to change our value system.
把我们的欲望压到圣经的标准，有一有十就要知足。
To push our desires toward the Bible, that godliness with contentment is great gain.
有一有十就要知足。有东西，有衣服穿，有东西吃就要知足。
That as long as we have something to wear, something to eat, then we will be satisfied.
然后我们对属灵需要有不满足感，这样才会进步的。
And toward our spiritual life, we have to be discontent. Then we can improve.
我觉得我们个人的灵性还不够好。
And we have to believe that our own personal spirituality is not good enough.
我们跟神的空间非常大，还有进步的空间。
And there's much space between us and God, and there's a lot of improvement.
我们跟神的形象还差很多。
And we are still very different from the image of God.
当我们有这样的不满足感，
when we have this dissatisfaction,
这就是进步的动力。
Then this is the motivation of improvement.
但是要从物质层面的不满足变成满足，从属灵层面的满足变成不满足。这个本身改变需要有相当的自觉。
From a dissatisfaction in our material life to satisfaction in it, and also a satisfactory approach in our spiritual life to dissatisfaction, we have to have a lot of determination.
那除非我们有这样的自觉，不然我们没有办法进步。
And if we don't have this determination, we can't improve.
信主三四年，个性一样，想法一样，观念一样，生活一样，都没有改变。
We've believed in Christ for so long, but all of our thinking, all of our behavior, and our lifestyle is still all the same.
过去旧人，现在还是旧人。
We were our old self before, and now we are still our old self.
因为我们满足现况。
Because we are satisfied with our current condition.
不错，我们得到神很多的恩典。
It's not bad that we have received much grace from God.
但是我们满足现况。
But we are too content.
信仰没有追求。
And there's no pursuit in our faith.
没有进步。
And there's no improvement.
所以我们需要一个自觉。
And so we have to have a self-resolve.
那摩西有这个自觉之后，他就积极的投入。
Once Moses had this self-resolution, then he was very active in participating.
从王宫出来。
And he came out of the palace.
今天我们的生活相当的舒服。
Today in our lives we are very comfortable.
可能摩西的王宫都比不上。
Perhaps even the palace of Moses cannot be compared.
我们有的他没有。
What we have, he does not have.
他有的我们都有。
And what he had, we all have now.
但这么生活的舒服。
And this kind of comfortable life.
很容易腐化一个人的属灵心智。腐化 ,corrupt.
It's very easy to corrupt the spirituality of a person.
以为这个就是神的恩典，这个就是信耶稣的目的。
And they believe that this is the blessing of God, and this is the purpose of believing in
Christ. 不错，这是神的恩典。
Of course, this is the blessing of
God. 但是神的旨意不希望我们停留在这种物质上、表面上、感官上的满足。
But the will of God is not for us to stop in the satisfaction of material things only.
神希望我们往上提升。
God wants us to lift ourselves higher.
让我们的心能够往上提升。
That our hearts can be lifted even higher.
让我们能够往上追求。
That we can keep pursuing toward the higher things.
使我们能够更靠近神。
That we can draw closer to God.
使神能够更靠近我们。
That God can draw closer to us.
使我们真正能够体会到跟神合一的那一种满足，那一种喜乐。
That we can experience that satisfaction and joy that comes from being one with God.
那种在灵里面的盼望。
This kind of hope that is in the spirit.
这是我们追求的一个目标。
This is what we are pursuing.
所以摩西的投入。
So for Moses to participate.
这个决定是伟大的。
This decision was very great.
在最黑暗的时代。
In the darkest times.
总是要有人做最伟大的决定。
We need somebody to make one of the bravest or greatest decisions.
在神的同工之下，才能够改变现况。
With the abidance of God, then can the situation be changed?
我们看第二个人。
Let us look at the second.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚当时的世代，人跟神的关系是怎样。
Let us look at the relationship between God and man in the time of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
第二节跟第三节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse
1
and
2.
Verse
2
and
3. 天啊，要听，地啊，侧耳而听。因为神说，我养育我的儿女，将他们养大，他们竟然背逆我。第三节。
3.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的草，以色列人却不认识我，我的民却不留意。
2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I've nourished and brought up my children.And they have rebelled against me. 3. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not consider.
这里神好像是一个检察官在起诉以色列百姓。
Here it seems that God is an interrogator and he is interrogating his people.
Persecutor.
Or he is a persecutor.
然后他把天地当作陪审团。
And his heaven and earth are his jury.
然后以神的起诉是什么？神对他们的指控是什么
？And what is his decision about them？
就是我给神很大的恩典，我给以色列百姓很大的恩典。
And what he says is that he has given the people, the Israelites, many blessings.
但是他们竟然不认我。
But they have denied me.
然后他一个人用一个比喻。
And then he uses an example.
牛跟驴，它是动物，但是它对它的主人有感情。
The ox and the donkey are animals, but they have feelings toward their masters.
但是以色列百姓，神的选民，对神冷漠无情。
But the people of Israel, the people of God, are cold and emotionless toward God.
这是神感觉到伤痛的地方。
And this is where God feels painful.
神伤痛，正是因为神爱他们。
God is painful because God loves them.
如果神不爱他们
，If God did not love them,
神就把他们弃绝了。
Then God would have rejected them.
因为神爱他们
，Because God loves them.
所以神要他们回来。
So God wants them to turn back.
在这个时刻里面
，In this time，
我们看以赛亚怎么回应当时神的呼召。
Let us look at how Isaiah reacted to the calling of God at that time。
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 6。
第八节。
Verse 8。
我又听见主的声说：“谁可以差遣？我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我去呢？”我说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
到一个很舒服的地方，神所祝福的地方，这是大家所要去的。
A very comfortable place, a place that is blessed by God, is where everybody wants to be.
但是要去带领一群神所发怒的百姓来回归向神，这不是简单的事情。
But in order to go out and bring back all of the people toward God, this is not something simple.
这是要经历很多的流泪。
This goes through many tears.
谁愿意去呢？
Who is willing to go?
以赛亚不是说神啊，谁可以去？
Isaiah didn't say, then who should go?
以赛亚说，我在这里。
Isaiah said, here I am.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
所以每一个时代的改变，都有人有一种使命的自觉，积极的参与。
And in every change of the times, there is a person who has the mission and determination to change.
我们这个时代应该也是一样。
And in this time, it should be the same.
我们需要积极的参与。
We need active participation.
积极的投入。
Or we need active contribution.
使我们的教会更进步。
So that our church can be even more improved.
那到底我们要怎么做？
Then what in the world should we do?
那我们先来回来看尼希米记。
Now let us turn back to Nehemiah.
啊，尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记的第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
啊，第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
哈纳尼亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛西王20年祭司六月，我在苏珊城的宫中。
One, the words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah. It came to pass in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susan, the citadel.
这个苏珊城的宫中啊，这是在被掳的地方的一个王宫。
Citadel of Susan is a kingdom that is in the place of exile.
那尼希米是被掳的一批人中的一个。
Nehemiah is one of the people who had been taken into exile.
那他在苏珊城中他做什么？
What did he do in the citadel of Susan?
十一节。
Verse 11.
最后一句话。
The last phrase.
我是做王的酒政。
I was the king's cupbearer.
我们用这个字面上很难了解。
And for us, superficially, it's hard to understand.
当时的王最怕的就是别人下毒。
The king at that time was most afraid of people poisoning him.
所以这个酒政管王的饭食是被王所信任，是被王所重用的。
So this cupbearer who is in charge of the food and drink of the king is very trusted by the king and is important to him.
尼希米在那个不幸的时代里面，他是最幸福的一位。
In the most unfortunate times, Nehemiah was one of the most fortunate.
他是被王选进王宫，被王所看重的一个人。
He was chosen by the king to be in the palace, and he was looked heavily upon.
我们可以想象啊，他的生活应该相当的舒服。
We can imagine that he had a very comfortable life.
但是让尼希米跟别人不一样的是他的心态。
But for Nehemiah to be different from others was his attitude.
这是一个相当的特别的地方。
This is an extremely special aspect.
那到底尼希米的心态有什么不同？
So what in the world was different from the attitude of Nehemiah?
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
那时我有一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大回来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。第三节。
3.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
2. That Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. 3. And they said to me, The survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
虽然尼希米的身活在王宫里面，但是尼希米的心是在耶路撒冷。
Even though the body of Nehemiah is in the palace, his heart is in Jerusalem.
这是相当不同的一个青年。
This is a very different youth.
他爱耶路撒冷。
He loved Jerusalem.
他关心耶路撒冷。
He cared about Jerusalem.
所以他看到耶路撒冷来，他第一个对话的内容是耶路撒冷情况怎样。
So when he saw someone from Jerusalem come, his first thing was to ask about the situation of Jerusalem.
今天如果我们很关心教会，
Today if we care about the church a lot,
即使我们在天涯海角相见，
Even if we meet in a
很遥远的地方相见。
Even if we meet in a very remote place,
常常第一个问题我们会关心教会。
Sometimes the first thing that we ask is concerning the church.
最近教会情况怎样啊？
What is the situation of the church right now?
建堂的工作做得怎样啊？
And how is the work of building up the
temple? 有没有什么困难？
Are there any difficulties?
教会的宣道工作怎样啊？
How is the evangelism in the church?
教会的牧养工作怎样啊？
How is pastoralism in the church?
当我们开始去问，就是表示我们的心是在那里。
Once we start to ask about it, it means that our heart is there.
所以一个人对教会有没有心，就看他问的问题就可以了解。
To know if somebody has a heart for the church, you can understand it by the questions that they ask.
因为我们如果没有问那个问题，有时候是根本连想都没有想过。
Sometimes when we don't ask the question, it's because we don't even think about it.
那在苏珊城的王宫里面，
In the citadel of Susan, in the palace there.
以现在来讲，
Speaking from now,
我们头脑可能想的是假期到哪里去玩，喝 Starbucks 咖啡，到哪里去享受，哪里 shopping 比较便宜。
Perhaps we're thinking about where we're going to go for vacation, drinking Starbucks coffee and going shopping, and which places have the best deals.
当然这些都可以做。
And of course we can do all of these things.
但是如果我们谈话的内容没有教会在里面，
But if the content of our discussion doesn't have church in it,
就是表示我们的心里面教会没有分量，没有地位。
It means that there is no part of church in our hearts, and there is no place of importance in it.
但是尼希米不一样。
But Nehemiah is different.
在王宫里面，他的心是在千里之外的耶路撒冷。
In the palace, his heart is in Jerusalem, which is afar.
不一样的心使人做不一样的决定。
A different heart will cause people to make different decisions.
不一样的心使人过不一样的生活。
A different heart will cause people to live a different life.
怎么更新我们的心，提升我们的心，这是信仰生活的要件。
How do we renew our hearts and how do we uplift our hearts? This is critical in our life of faith.
我们看，当尼希米听见这个情况。
Now let us look when Nehemiah had heard about the situation. Verse 4.
我听见这个话，就住下哭泣，悲哀几日。
4. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days.
为什么尼希米会哭泣？
Why would Nehemiah weep?
因为他爱耶路撒冷。
Because he loved Jerusalem.
当我们爱教会，
When we love the church,
教会的兴盛就是我们的喜乐。
The prosperity of the church is our joy.
当我们爱教会，
When we love the church,
教会的软弱就是我们的悲哀。
The weakness of the church is our pain.
因为我们爱他。
Because we love the church.
我们爱他，对他才有感情。
Because we love the church, we will have feelings toward it.
如果我们只来教会坐坐，坐聚完礼拜，带着圣经就回去，管他什么。
If we just come here and sit and worship and then go home and don't care about the Bible.
我们是一个对神没有感情的人。
Then we have somebody who has no feelings toward God.
因为教会是耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
一个爱耶稣的人一定会爱教会。
Someone who loves Jesus will absolutely love the church.
一个关心主耶稣的人一定会关心他的教会。
Somebody who cares about Jesus will absolutely care about the church.
所以有时候我们的喜乐其实是跟教会连在一起的。
So sometimes our joy is connected with the church.
我们看到教会很多的慕道朋友。
Sometimes we see a lot of truth-seeking friends in church.
很多人得神神的恩典。
Many people receive the grace of God.
这就是我们的喜乐。
This is our joy.
这就是我们的满足。
And this is our satisfaction.
有时候我们看到教会的问题。
Sometimes we see the problems in church.
这就好像我们自己的问题。
And these are like our own problems.
这就是我们的忧伤。
These are our sorrows.
这就是我们祷告的内容。
And this is the content of our prayer.
这个就是尼希米在几千年前他的心态。
And this was the attitude of Nehemiah thousands of years ago.
今天是我们每一个人关心教会的心态。
And today, this is our attitude of caring for the church.
那尼希米真正的行动是在哪里呢？
And where is
什么时候开始呢？
Where is the real action of Nehemiah? Where does it begin?
他真正的行动是我们刚刚读第二章的十八节。
His action was when we read chapter 2, verse 18.
他鼓励当时以色列百姓能够起来重新建造圣殿。
He encouraged the Israelites at that time to rise and rebuild the temple.
当他这样鼓励的时候，以色列百姓有非常正面的回应。
When he had encouraged them in this way, the people had a very positive reaction.
说起来吧，我们一起来建造。
They said, "Let us rise up and build."
所以在这个地方，我们就看到尼希米不孤单了。
Here we can see that Nehemiah was not alone.
因为有这么多人对他的鼓励有回应。
Because so many people had such a reaction toward his encouragement.
所以现在关心耶路撒冷不只是尼希米一个人。
So now,The one who cared about Jerusalem was not only Nehemiah.
这一群人被激励的人都要起来跟尼希米一起来建造。
This whole group of people who have been motivated are going to rise up and rebuild the temple with Nehemiah.
这个就是我们在教会里面希望见到的。
And this is something we hope to see in the church.
我们关心教会不是我们一个人孤单。
We care about the church, it's not us ourselves alone.
通过我们的鼓励。
Through our encouragement,
每一个人都会起来回应。
Everybody will also respond.
起来吧，我们来建造我们的教会。
Let us rise up and let us rebuild our church.
但是要达到这个阶段之前，到底尼希米做什么？
But in order to attain this level, what did Nehemiah have to do?
这个是我们要思考的。
This is something we have to think about.
这是我们要走的一段路。
And this is the path we have to walk on.
我们才不会孤单。
In this way, we will not be lonely.
我们现在回来看尼希米记第一章。
Now let us go back to Nehemiah chapter 1.
第四节
Verse 4.
我听见这个话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日在天上的神面前禁食祈祷说
4. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
尼希米第一件事情就是向神祷告。
The first thing Nehemiah did was to pray toward God.
他的祷告相当有功效。
His prayer was extremely effective.
为什么？
Why is it so?
因为他祷告完之后，到了第二章。
Because after he had finished praying in chapter 2.
第二章的第八节。
Chapter 2 verse 8.
最后一句话。
The last verse.
因为神施恩的手帮助我。
According to the good hand of my God upon me.
所以通过尼希米的祷告，他就发现有一只看不见的手在后面帮助他。
Through the prayer of Nehemiah, he could see an invisible hand that is behind him helping him.
所以现在在关心耶路撒冷在做工的不只是尼希米一个人。
And so now, the ones caring about Jerusalem and working for Jerusalem is not only Nehemiah.
是神跟他一起在做工。
It's God who is working with him.
所以这样，这个工作就很有果效。
In this way, the work will be very effective.
因此我们关心教会第一件事情就是要为我们的所关心的内容来代祷。
Therefore, the first thing when we care about the church is that we have to pray. The church will be the content of our prayer.
一直祷告，有一只看不见的手在帮助我们，在带领我们。
The more we pray, the more that we will observe that an invisible hand is guiding us.
那我们就可以看到我们的呼应一定会有回应，因为有神的灵在动工。
And we will see that absolutely there will be a response to our call because there is the Spirit of God working.
那到底你为什么尼希米的祷告这么有功效呢？
Then why in the world was there so much effect in Nehemiah's prayer?
第四节，我们回来看第一章第四节。
Again, now let us look at chapter 1 verse 4 again.
坐下来哭泣悲哀几日，这样的祷告。
He sat down and wept and mourned for many days, and this is how he prayed.
这个哭代表什么？
What does this mourning represent?
这个哭代表他的关心。
It represents his care.
代表他的爱。
It represents his love.
人如果没有爱，哭不出来的。
If man does not have love, they cannot cry.
但是人的爱如果很充满。
But if the love of man is filled,
有时候眼泪是擦不完。
Then sometimes the tears cannot be dried.
所以我们说在读这个保罗的书信里面。
So when we read the letters of Paul,
保罗的眼泪相当厉害。
The tears of Paul are very effective.
这个是他得到力量的一个方法。
And this is a way that he had received strength.
表示我们的心跟我们所关心的对象是连在一起的。
It represents that our hearts are tied to the ones we care about.
所以怎么让我们的祷告发生功效
？So how can we have an effective prayer？
就是要在神在我们当中。
We need God to be among us。
怎么让神在我们当中
？How can we have God among us？
神就是爱。
God is love。
当神在我们当中
，When God is among us，
我们为代祷的对象是有感情的，是有感受的。
The ones we pray for, we will have feelings, we will have emotions toward them.
但是有时候我们的祷告是一种例行公事。
But sometimes our prayer is just an action.
因为宣布代祷，所以我们祷告。
Because they have announced for us to pray for this situation, we pray.
因为祷告会，所以我们祷告。
Because there's prayer session, we pray.
这是一个安排在 schedule 里面的一部分。
This is something that is scheduled.
那我是信徒，所以我有这个责任义务来履行这一部分的义务。
Because I'm a believer, I have the responsibility to participate in this scheduled event.
但是到底我有没有心，不知道。
But whether or not I have the heart, we don't know.
所以当一个人失去了那种爱神的心，在祷告的时候，就没有神同在了。
So once a person loses the heart that loves God, then they don't have the abundance of God in their prayer.
眼泪也流不出来。
And they cannot cry and shed tears anymore.
那我们就常常发现，因为缺乏这一份的心，我们的祷告不容易发生功效。
And many times we realize that when we are lacking this heart, then our prayer will not be effective.
那常常也因为我们有这一份心，我们的祷告发生很大的功效。
And also sometimes when we have this heart, then we realize our prayer is very effective.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
带有感情的祷告就是有神同在的祷告。
A prayer with feelings is a prayer that has the abundance of God.
这是容易感动神的。
And this can move God.
我们再看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
下半句。
The last part.
我在神面前禁食祷告。
I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
当我们的祷告觉得不够。
Sometimes when we feel our prayer is not enough,
下一步就是禁食祷告。
The next step is to fast and pray.
这个禁食祷告也不是被勉强的。
And this fasting and praying is not forced.
是我们要在神的面前表达我们的刻苦自己的心。
It is before God that we show our painful heart.
所以禁食祷告大有功效。
So fasting and praying is very effective.
因此有时候我们看到有的教会在联合会前真的信徒是为着关心教会在禁食祷告，我们发现那一次的灵恩布道会特别感受神的同在。
In some churches, when we realize that members fast and pray to pray for, because they care a lot about the spiritual convocation, we'll see this very good spiritual convocation.
所以这个禁食祷告力量是很大的。
So the effect of fasting and praying is very great.
但是如果禁食祷告变成是被规定的。
But if fasting and praying has become something mandatory.
因为我如果没有做，下一次一问了，我讲不出来，那我不好意思。
And for example, if I don't do it this time and someone asks me, then I'll be very embarrassed.
那这样这个禁食祷告就变成外表的。
Then this fasting and praying becomes superficial.
不容易发生功效。
It's very hard for it to be effective.
所以祷告能不能发生功效跟其他旁边的人都没有关系, 是我在神的面前所存的心态是什么。
So for prayer to be effective has nothing to do with the people around you. It is the kind of attitude and heart you have before God.
不在乎别人怎么看我。
To not care what other people will see of me.
是在乎在神面前神怎么看我。
You only care about what God sees when you are in front of Him.
所以当我们跟神在互动的时候,
so when we are interacting with God,
跟我们在社会上跟人的互动不一样,
the interaction between us and God is different from that between man, between men.
跟人在互动, 有时候你不愿意, 你也要去做。
Sometimes we are unwilling to interact with men, but we still do so.
所以这个关系才能够很平顺。
That is why there's such smooth relationships.
但是跟神在互动,
But when we are interacting with God,
最重要不在乎人怎么看，是神怎么看。
The most important is not what men see, but it is what God sees.
所以禁食祷告就是跟神互动的一部分。
So fasting and praying is one portion of interacting with God.
要表达我们的心意。
To show our heart and our intentions.
那这个祷告是大有功效的。
And this prayer is very effective.
那我们再看下面。
Now let us continue reading.
为什么这个祷告大有功效？
Why is this prayer very effective?
第六节。
Verse 6.
愿你睁眼看你侧耳你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列人的祈求承认我们在以色列人面前向你所犯的罪我与我的父家都有罪了。
6. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel are your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned.
第七节,
7.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶, 没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命典章。
We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses.
要重新邀请神进到我们教会里面。
To once again and welcome God to enter our church.
悔改是免不了的。
Repentance is absolutely necessary.
要重新跟神建立亲密的关系。
To once again establish an intimate relationship with God.
认罪是需要的。
Confessing our sins is necessary.
当我们觉得我没有罪。
Once we feel that we don't have sins,
当我们觉得我不需要悔改,
once we feel that we do not need to repent,
约翰一书说, 我们就是说谎的,
then 1 John says that we are liars.
神就是说谎的,
that God is a liar.
为什么? 因为圣经说每一个人都有罪。
Because the Bible says that everybody has sin.
如果我说我没有罪, 神说谎, 因为他讲的跟事实不一样。
If God says I don't have sin, then God is a liar because it is against the reality.
因此如果一个人想不出他有什么罪可以悔改,
So once a person cannot think of sins they must repent for,
常常是因为对罪无知, 而不是没有罪。
Sometimes it's because they are ignorant towards sin, not because they don't have sin.
那为什么会对罪无知?
And why are they ignorant towards sin?
就是神的标准, 神的话, 没有成为两刃的利剑, 刺到我们心里的罪深处。
Because the standards of God and the words of God have not become a double-edged sword to pierce into our hearts.
罪深处是什么?
And what is the inner parts of our hearts?
我们做人做事的动机。
It is the motivation of when, how we behave.
在神面前是不是对的?
Before God, is this right?
我为什么这样讲?
Why do I say this?
我为什么这样做?
Why do I do this?
不在乎别人看起来好不好, 听起来好不好听。
It matters not what people think and if it sounds good to other people.
只在乎在神面前, 这个心态对不对?
It matters if before God, is this the right attitude?
不对, 这就是罪。
If this is wrong, then this is sin.
不对, 这就是悔改的一个项目。
If it is wrong, then this is something we must repent for.
所以文明人所犯的罪,
So what all of us have sinned,
不像非洲人用刀杀人。
Is not like what the people in Africa using knives to kill people.
不像没有文化的人讲话粗鲁吃饭人。
It is not like those who are uncivilized.
文明人所犯的罪是在内心最深处里面的动机。
The sins that those who are civilized commit are the motivations that are in the inner parts of our hearts.
在人看起来好, 在神面前是不是对?
Before men, does it look good? But before God, is it right?
所以悔改是跟神复合的一个必要条件。
So repentance is a necessary factor in being reconciled with God.
每一次悔改, 我们跟神的关系就越来越亲近。
Every time we repent, we have an even closer relationship with God.
我们拒绝悔改, 我们跟神的关系就在原地踏步。
If we reject repentance, then we are very far away from God.
悔改是必要的。
Repentance is absolutely necessary.
我们看尼希米怎么悔改。
Let us see how Nehemiah repented.
大家回来看第一章。
Let us go back to chapter 1.
第六节。Verse 6。愿你这听你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列人的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我跟我父家都有罪了。
They may hear the prayer of your servant which I pray before you now day and night for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and
I. 尼希米的祷告不是说神啊，他们犯罪，赦免他们。
Nehemiah's prayer was not that they have sinned, please forgive them.
是他们, 我不包括在里面。
It's not that it's them that I'm not included.
尼希米说, 我跟我的父家都有罪。
Nehemiah said, rather, that I and my father's house have sinned.
不是我承认他们有罪, 是我承认我们也有罪。
It's not that I confess that they have sinned, but is that I confess we have sinned.
把自己包括在 悔改的对象之中,
to include himself into the ones who need to repent.
这是我们在神面前得到神同工必要的条件。
And this is a condition that is required in order to attain the guidance of God.
因为这种祷告代表我们在神的面前没有自义。
Because this kind of repentance represents that we do not have self-righteousness before God.
不像法利赛人说我不像他们。
It's not like the Pharisees who say, I'm not like them.
而是我们愿意向税吏捶胸。
But rather, we are willing to be like the tax collectors and beat our breasts,
低头,
to bow our heads,
主啊, 我有罪,
and say, God, I have sinned.
这一种的承认是一种谦卑。
This kind of confession is humility.
谦卑就是蒙恩的开始。
And humility is the beginning of grace.
拒绝认罪就是骄傲。
And to reject confession of sins is pride.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
And God opposes the proud.
所以经过认罪的人, 每一个人都是谦卑的。
So those who have gone through confessing their sins, everyone is humble.
罪人有什么骄傲的条件?
What a kind of condition, proud conditions do sinners have?
站在圣洁的神面前,
before the holy God,
我们有什么骄傲的条件?
What kind of conditions can we be proud of?
因为我们都有罪,
because we all have sins.
所以尼希米的祷告发生功效, 因为他承认罪。
So Nehemiah's prayer was effective because he confessed his sins.
最后一个。
The last one.
他的祷告是正面的。
His prayer was positive.
是怎么正面的?
How was it positive?
他抓住神给他们的应许。
He grabbed onto the promise that God had given them.
在神里面没有绝路。
In God, there is no dead end.
在神里面就是有希望。
In God, there is hope.
虽然已经被掳到巴比伦,
even though they have already been taken as captives into Babylon, there is still a path to take.
这一条路就是神给他们的应许。
And this path is the promise that God had given
在任何一个情况里面,
them. In any kind of situation,
我们能够抓住神一句话的应许, 那个就是我们的出路。
If we can grab onto one promise or one word of the Lord's promise, then that is the way we can get out of it.
我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
求你纪念你所吩咐你的仆人摩西说, 你们所犯的罪，我就把你们分散在万国当中。第九节。但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，被赶散到的人在天涯，我也必从那里把你们招聚回来，带我所选立为名的居所。8.
Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the farthest part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name.
这里尼希米提到神严厉的一面, 也提到神怜悯的一面。
Here, Nehemiah brings up a serious part of what God said and also a merciful part.
因为他严厉的一面, 所以要敬畏。
Because there's a serious part, we have to be reverent.
那他严厉的一面是什么?
What is his reverent side of God?
神吩咐摩西的话, 如果你不遵守, 就会分散在全世界。
If you don't listen to the words commanded to Moses, then I will scatter you among the nations.
这是神的公义。
This is the justice of God.
神这是的敬畏的。
And this is what we this is why we should fear God.
不敬畏神的结果就是分散在全世界。
Those who do not fear God, the outcome is that we'll be scattered among the nations.
那正是他们当时世代的景况。
And this is focused toward their situation at that time.
但是神怜悯的一面。
But the merciful part of God.
你若遵守我的诫命。
But if you keep my commandments.
啊，那我就要把你们从赶散在天来，要把它召回来到神怜悯我的居所。
Then I will gather you back even from the farthest part of the heavens.
尼希米就抓住这句话。
And Nehemiah grabbed onto this.
现在我们回头。
Let us turn back.
我们悔改。
To repent.
神啊，求你照着你对我们的应许来实现，把我们召回来。
God, according to the promise that you have given us, bring us back.
神的信实达到穹苍。
God's faithfulness is everlasting.
神的慈爱高过诸天。
And God's compassion is above the heavens.
所以一个人如果愿意抓住神的应许来祷告，
so if somebody can hold on to the promise of God when they pray,
那个应许一定会实现。
Then this promise will be fulfilled.
所以尼希米在鼓动大家来回应他的呼召，来建造神的殿之前，
so before Nehemiah had encouraged everybody to turn back and to rise to build the temple,
他做了一个相当有力量的祷告。
He made a very powerful prayer.
那除了祷告，他做什么？
Aside from prayer, what else did he do?
我们看第二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
第二章开始啊，就在提到他面带愁容。
Starting from chapter 2, it talks about how you faced sorrow.
因为你心想什么，一定脸会表现出来。
Whatever you think in your heart, of course it will be manifested in your face.
那王就以为他是什么发生什么事情。
So the king had thought that something had happened to him.
就借着这个机会，
and through this opportunity,
他就表达他对耶路撒冷的关心。
He showed his care for Jerusalem.
那当王问他你要为你罪做什么的时候，
and when the king asked, "What can I do for you?"
他默默祷告神。
He prayed in silence to God.
结果他就把他的心意讲出来。
And so he said what it was in his heart.
结果神真的开了个王的心了。
And then God really opened the heart of the king.
就允许他回去。
And allowed him to go back.
供给他木料。
To gather the supplies.
那么尼希米就知道这是不可能的事情变成可能了。
Nehemiah knew that this is something impossible that became possible.
这就是因为神施恩的手在帮助。
This is because the graceful hand of God was upon them.
这个就是神动工要重建耶路撒冷的开始。
And this is the beginning of building up Jerusalem again.
神在王的心中动工。
God had moved in the heart of the king.
王帮助他们。
And the king helped them.
那从第九节开始，
Starting from verse 9,
尼希米到回到耶路撒冷以后，
After Nehemiah had gone back to Jerusalem,
他晚上起来把整个耶路撒冷的情况都看透了。
At night he was able to see all of the situation of Jerusalem.
他就了解耶路撒冷到底现在发生什么情况，要怎么建造。
He knew exactly what the situation of Jerusalem and how to rebuild it.
他完全了解情况。
He completely understood the situation.
然后他就鼓励大家，
And then he encouraged everybody.
起来吧，我们来建造。
Arise and let us rebuild the temple.
大家就回应了。
And everybody responded.
这个就是重建圣城的开始。
And this is the beginning of rebuilding the temple of God.
所以第一章，
so chapter 1,
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
这是尼希米对回应神的一个结果。
And this is the result of Nehemiah turning back to God.
今天我们要让教会完全，这是神的工作。
Today, for us to want the church to be perfect, this is the work of God.
但是我们要回应神的呼召。
But we have to respond to the calling of God.
起来，让我们来建造吧。
Arise and let us rebuild.
唱诗，
Let us sing hymn.